Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, I hope you never have occasion to need emergency services, but when you do, knowing who to call on what number is really crucial as being able to trust that you will receive slick and efficient service at the end of that line. And we all know it's easy to become overwhelmed and panic-stricken in emergency situations, and often we can forget the crucial information that we need. I had that experience myself last week when I was trying to report a fire in an electric box on my street. I sat there looking at my phone absolutely blankly, and it was my 11-year-old son who said, "Mom, it's 107, and dial." That I did, and a response I got immediately. But just within the last few hours, the city's Safety and Security Directorate has just opened a brand new premises for our city's Public Emergency Communications Centre. And to tell us more about what the new premises involves and why we needed them, on the line with me is Alderman JP Smith, our MACO member for Safety and Security. JP, thanks for chatting to us today. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Peter.
Where are these new premises and why did we need new premises?
So I will tell you this through a very silly and very happy grin on my face. This is the culmination of 12 years of mobilization, of getting everything lined up. The service was originally meant to move to the Transport Management Center to coincide with all the other services and the dispatchers who are there, so that the call takers and dispatchers would be co-located. But there was a decision taken at that time, and that put a stop to that. So for the last decade and a bit, our call takers are sitting in 44 Wales Street in some very dingy, very old, very noisy premises, and the rest of the operations have been developing and putting in new technology and getting ahead at Goodwood. And on the 26th of February, the 107 call centre finally did its last day of business at 44 Wales Street, and started on the 27th, at when the last shift finished. The next shift started up at 44 the Transport Management Centre in Goodwood, and that makes us very, very happy.
Okay, so it's been a long haul to get here, JP. Let's talk about the technology that's at their disposal now. It's more than just putting them physically in the same location as the dispatchers they work with. What else is improved in their ability to do their job?
So over the... If you watch a police documentary, you will see that your policing vehicles are equipped with in-vehicle systems that allows the person operating the vehicle to see what complaints are being sent through to them, to see where the other resources, other vehicles of their service are located, and potentially serve vehicles of other services like emergency services or other policing vehicles, and to have a variety of other information at hand. The dispatcher, in turn, sees where all of his or her vehicles are and what they're doing, how long they're taking to do it, which resources are still available. And the call taker who's getting the call, who's putting the complaint or the request for service into the system, can see that information as well. They take the information, and the dispatcher makes sure that the right resource gets there. That value chain, only the Provincial Ambulance Service in the Western Cape has an effective computer-aided dispatch. SAPs do not use such technology, which I'm sure must frustrate the senior management a great deal. And we have not had it until about a year and a bit ago, when our EPIC system that we developed here in South Africa finally came online. We've modeled that on what cities elsewhere in the world are doing. And that means we now have an integrated system that takes the call, gets it to the dispatcher, gets it to the officer in the vehicle whose handheld or tablet in their vehicle keeps them abreast of what's happening, gives them alerts. And in the next iteration of the software, which is ongoing development, we'll add some additional functionality. We're also extending it into the neighborhood watch environment. But the call center really has sat at the heart of this whole process.
Fantastic. JP, obviously it's all about streamlining and efficiency and integration. All of that is well and good, but it rests at the end of the day on the skill and efficiency and training of the person operating those systems. As does this new facility and the new home for the service offer additional opportunities for training of the staff who are manning that call center?
Well, the training is ongoing, except at the last facility we were really crushed for space. Now we have a call center with additional desks that are open and as yet unoccupied so that we can expand, and we will be expanding those resources. The budget for that has already been approved. So we will be now able to grow the system. We also have the social development call takers, so people paid for by the social development and early childhood development department who are doing the call taking around cases relating to homeless persons, et cetera, so we can get social development outreach workers or reintegration workers to them, as opposed to a purely policing approach to the matter, as was historically the case. And there is a quality assurance program attached to that, so you have people doing the ongoing training and development of those call takers and listening into the calls to make sure that the manner in which the call is being handled is professional and efficient. And I mean, I've many times stood over the shoulder of different call takers and listened to how they deal with it. It does fill you with some confidence when you see the level of technical competency and skill involved.
Fantastic. One final question comes from Anne on our WhatsApp line, asking whether the emergency numbers change with this move.
No, it stays 107 from a landline or 021-480-7700 from a cell phone. Sadly, we are not able to get 107 from a landline. But if around the area of Cape Town you call your cell phone emergency number 112, you will more often than not end up with the city's emergency service. They will put you through to the 107 call center almost always. And we have started doing call taking for SANPARK. So the emergency calls for SANPARK are also coming to us now. We're talking to the Provincial Ambulance Service about doing the same. And we are, and there's a little bit of an early insight I can give you. Mm-hmm. We are talking to the management there. We've been trialing or testing the viability of WhatsApp notifications so that people will be able to report incident via WhatsApp, which means the call taker calls you back and gets the rest of the information. There's invariably not enough information in that to dispatch. But it is a way in which somebody who doesn't otherwise or can't otherwise record, have access to a cell phone or can't afford the cell phone call and doesn't have a landline, which in many parts of the cities are barely accessible anymore, doesn't have a landline to call the free 107 number, as another way for them to alert us and get the call taker to return their call. We're trialing that with a few people to see how it works, and so far so good.
Fantastic news. Thanks so much for the update there, Alderman J.P. Smith, our MACO member for safety and security. And I think that's very good news indeed that SANPARK is included in the loop, given what we've been facing in terms of attacks on hikers on the mountain, etc. That's excellent news that it's been streamlined in that fashion.